Welcome to Mox on the Mic, your exclusive look into all things Chattanooga athletics. Here's your host, Chris Goforth.
McClendon Curtis is a Chattanooga native and a starter on the Mox offensive line. He's also quite the scholar, working on his master's at UTC. And just recently, he was appointed to the NCAA Division I Football Oversight Committee Student Athlete Connection Group. He's one of just 12 nationwide in all three NCAA divisions to be able to earn this spot. We'll talk with McClendon Curtis more about that, also about his love of cooking and his future plans. So bring your appetite as we visit with McClendon Curtis this week on Mox on the Mic. McClendon, I want to start with this football oversight student athlete connection group that you have been selected for. Can you kind of tell folks a little bit about what this is and kind of what you're going to be doing?
This is an opportunity presented by the NCAA for 12 football players to come together, and we'll get to meet and et cetera, to talk about, you know, things that we go through on a daily basis and how to help these situations or our daily lives become better and smoother for us, because, you know, no way to get a better source from those who go through it. And I represent the FCS, my teammates, obviously, and the whole SoCon, and just, you know, having our voice, you know, our voice is heard by the NCAA, and it's really a good thing to be able to do that.
How did this come about? How did you get approached about being a part of this?
I think back in the summertime or something like that, Miss Laura Herring had a she had just mentioned it to me. She had texted me on Teamworks and said, would I be interested in? I was at work at the YMCA running around with kids. And I was like, I said, yeah, you know, I think that'd be good, you know. And it was something, the reason I agreed to it was more so because my goal when I entered college was to leave more than just an athlete, you know, build connections, because, you know, football doesn't last forever. Sports don't last forever. You get older, you know, things might not work out. So I think that was one of the main reasons I wanted to do
it. What do you see as a guy now that has gone through the rigors for a couple of seasons at the FCS level? What's the biggest thing that you – I don't know if change is the right word I need to use, McClendon, but what's like priority number one for you with being a part of this committee? Have you been able to really think about what you would like to see changed yet?
I really haven't sat down yet and, you know, thought about things I would like to change. I'll probably ask some of my teammates, you know, ask them what they think and some things, you know, they consider that are issues we go through. So far, I honestly want to pick the brain of the other guys and also people on the committee. I just want to see where their head's at and, you know, what they deal with.
How big has or how big will the name, image, and likeness ruling, how big of an impact is that going to have on college athletics as you see it going forward?
I think it can go, you know, good or bad. The reason I say it can be good is because it gives us a chance to, you know, make money off our names, you know, especially guys that are bigger, you know, bigger school, and those guys that have, you know, hundreds or thousands of jerseys sold as being, you know, having fans. Good for them. And, you know, the guys that also, you know, a couple quarterbacks, you know, guys go around and sharing the deal or creating deals that, you know, help the whole team or help, you know, maybe the offensive line or the offense, you know, get them an NIL deal. So, sharing the wealth. That's something I see it as with those guys. You know, you said what?
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Finish. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. It's okay. I just see it as a great opportunity for that. You know, if you're sharing the wealth and, you know, bringing others along and not, you know, just being all for you, I see it as a good thing. And the bad part is, you know, guys can lose track of football trying to get these deals. You know, that's one bad thing. But I'm sure the guys that get the deals are the ones that are you know, mature enough, locked in, and know how to multitask, you know, doing both and not really allowing it to mess up football.
Is that something that interests you at all?
My interest for that, it does interest me. It was going to be more so on the food side of things since I like to cook. So I was reaching out to, you know, Ed Lee's or Ms. Mike's Barbecue Place, reached out to a couple places around here. And also I was trying to do something for my offensive line, trying to, you know, we have O-line dinner every Thursday or, you know, sometimes Wednesday, and we go to Longhorns, you know, trying to create a deal there. So, you know, just trying to do those kind of things, not just for me, but for all my guys.
So there you go. For somebody listening, it's an opportunity. McClendon Curtis is a local guy, grew up here, went to Chattanooga Central, a guy that's working on his master's degree. We haven't even gotten to that part of it yet. But a guy that's working on his master's degree, he's been a tutor during his time at UTC. And there's an opportunity here for this guy to be able to represent and talk about your business on social media or wherever you would like to have him. Somebody out there needs to get in touch with McClendon Curtis and work out a deal so these offensive linemen have a place to eat on Thursday night. Give us your sales pitch, McClendon. Why should somebody want to have you as their spokesperson?
As my teammates will say, I know everybody in Chattanooga. that is one thing. I pretty much know everybody, and you know, just being a people person, you know, I enjoy being around people. So, you know, I'm gonna talk about it. I'm gonna tell them about it. You know, of course, obviously, I'm gonna point them in the right direction. You know, good business, good food gonna point you in the right direction. You always want good business and good food, so that's the best combo.
That sounds good to me, man. Sounds good to me. All right, I've got to ask you a little bit about. We're gonna get to some football stuff here in a second, but I got to ask you a little bit about the academic side. You're working on your master's in school teacher leadership. Is it going to be Principal Curtis one day? Is that where we're headed?
I didn't take the principal route. I took just me and being able to be a teacher. The whole reason I stepped into the education world was because I got my undergrad in sports management. But when I got, you know, thinking about my master's, I said, you know, how about I, you know, become an academic advisor. And in my last spring here before I graduated, I did an internship with academics with Dr. Blackman. And I was able to, I really enjoy helping other students, like helping my teammates or other athletes find ways to study more effectively and, you know, not procrastinate. That's one thing I don't like to do. I don't like to procrastinate. I like to get things done when they're supposed to, before they're done or, you know, give me a little time. That gives me more time to have free time. And that's kind of how I ended up in that program.
So you sounds to me like you want to work at the college level, not necessarily so much at the elementary or the high school level, right?
Yes, sir. But, you know, I'm good with any of them. You know, I'm good with any other, you know, any level, as long as, you know, I get to help somebody.
What class would you like to teach?
Most people say this is like a slack class, you know, if you hear high school, but more so like leadership and, you know, those leadership, maturity, all those things all tied in together. And actually, you know, seeing the growth in students, not just, you know, handing them a packet and saying, hey, go complete something doing leadership. But actually, you know, giving them real life scenarios, you know, about leadership, how to be a leader, what it takes, you know, understanding you'll lose friends when you become a leader. So things like that.
What is your role as a leader on this Chattanooga football team? This is look, there's some guys that have been around for a while now. You guys are a veteran group. What is your role as the leader on this team?
I would say try to, you know, I always comment on guys, hey, like, do what you're supposed to do, you know, make sure this gets done. Or, you know, positivity. That's one thing I'm always all about, positivity, you know. Thing you make, people may feel like a drive goes bad and, you know, it's not the end of the world, man. You know, we get another drive. Capitalize, you know, do better what you did on the last drive this time, you know. Not trying to beat people up, you know, that's the main thing. You beat somebody up, they shut down. So, you know, try to be positive and, you know, hold them to a standard. You know, if you know somebody can play better, hey, I know you can play better than this. And like, even with my other guys, like, if the old linemen see I'm not playing to my best, they tell me, hey, you can play better. You play better than this. You know, come on. You can do this. This is the positivity. I think that's one of my things on this team as a leader, being positive and encouraging those to play to their potential or even better.
What's the advice that you wish you would have gotten coming into your freshman year at UTC? What do you wish somebody would have set McClendon Curtis down when he was getting ready to graduate from Chattanooga Central and said, listen, here's what you need to know? What advice would that have been?
I would say I pretty much had advice, but I guess you would say, don't, one thing I would say is don't fall into the crowd, I guess you say, of being complacent or, actually, you know, this is better. When I came in, I was told I was going to be playing right off the bat. And when I didn't, I thought I had, just failed myself my freshman year as a 17-year-old. I thought I failed myself. So don't beat yourself up, you know. It's part of the process. You got to, you know, trust the process and also put in the work. And that's one thing I wish I would have heard, you know, more of. Not, you know, I was just hard on myself. So I thought I failed already at the age of 17.
When did you know that it was starting to click for you from a football standpoint that not only can I get on the field, but I can earn a spot and I can play this game at this level? Was there a turning point or a moment for you when you knew that it was all going to be possible for you?
I think when it was my former O-line coach and also Coach Wright and the office staff, when everyone gave me that opportunity, and even my teammates believed in me to, you know, that I can do this. And when you have, you know, people behind you and, like, you know, understanding how far you come and all the work you put in, I think that's when it clicked for me. You know, 2019 was my first year, you know, really starting at guard. And, you know, since then, I've taken a step, you know, a step and step to get better, to improve on the things. And I think it was just, you know, somebody else believing you too. I think that's what really helped me. Confidence and, you know, understanding, hey, I can play, you know, I can play up here too, you know. So I think that's really it for me.
From a football standpoint, what's the number one thing that McClendon Curtis needs to improve on?
Always for me is pad level and my feet. Always, you know, always moving my feet and pad cues, playing low, you know. That's one thing I always tell myself, play low and keep your feet moving. And when I do those things, you know, good things happen.
What are you, like 6'7" though?
Yeah, 6'7".
It's hard to get low when you're 6'7", isn't it?
Not that hard, you know. I have good knees.
How much fun has it been playing with these guys on the offensive line?
Because it's really fun. You know, the things that go on the field and the jokes we, you know, we tell each other, it's been really good. It's just everything you want, you know, everything you want in college. Having a good time on Saturday with the boys, no matter what time it is, and, you know, fighting, you know, the guy across from you and knowing that, hey, you know, I'm giving my all for my boy next to me. It's been tremendous. They've taken me in. The funny thing is, Kyle Muskelly and Harrison Moon, when I first started playing, first week maybe or two, they told me, hey, this is where we're going to. This is who we're going to. And now it's like, you know, I'm all good now. And also, Coach Strange has helped me a lot. He's one of the first guys that stepped in and helped me outside of the field.
What's your favorite meal to cook? What's the best meal? If McClendon Curtis is going to cook dinner to make an impression on somebody, what are you making?
I would say my shrimp and chicken, my pineapple shrimp and chicken over a bed of rice.
Pineapple shrimp and chicken over a bed of rice.
Yes, with a homemade sweet kind of sauce with peppers in it, chopped up peppers.
Oh, let me know when you put that on the table, man. That sounds good. I'll be over, all right?
I got you.
McClendon, thanks so much for the time. Hey, I don't want to let you go before we can't do this and not mention that your Central Purple Pounders have won, what, 4 in a row now?
Yes, sir. I'm proud of the boys. I watched them play last weekend for their homecoming.
Man, hey, good luck the rest of the way to the Purple Pounders. Best of luck to you the rest of the way. And, man, it's just impressive what you've been able to accomplish and look forward to being able to catch up with you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, McClendon Curtis, for taking time out to visit with us. Don't forget to check GoMox.com. Find out when the Mocs are at home again and make plans to come out to Finley Stadium to watch Chattanooga football in action. Going to wrap it up for us this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you rate, subscribe, and review Mox on the Mic on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download your podcast from. We're on all the major podcasting platforms. I'm certainly glad to have you along with us each and every week. For our producer, Tate Johnson, I'm Chris Goforth saying so long and go Mox.
Thanks for listening to Mox on the Mic. Please remember to rate, subscribe, and review. And we'll see you again soon.